Are you a Smashburger king? Creating those crispy edges and the intense beefy flavor that puts fast food to shame? Thanks to Omaha Steaks, I never have to worry about whether I have high-quality proteins on hand. And they have so many options, handcrafted steaks, convenient comfort meals, and it's always excellent. Celebrate President's Day with the exceptional handcrafted flavor and convenience of Omaha Steaks. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their President's Day sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code YUM at checkout. Go to https://omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide during their President's Day sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply.
The recently concluded EU-India trade agreement marks a significant development for Indian tea exporters, opening meaningful new export avenues, especially in branded and value-added formats. However, the extent of industry's benefits will be determined by its ability to meet demanding compliance requirements, including standards for quality, safety, traceability, and sustainability. The EU-India trade agreement has been in negotiation for over a decade. Formal discussions began in 2007, but progress stalled for several years due to disagreements about market access and regulatory standards. Talks were formally relaunched in 2022 as both parties sought to strengthen economic ties in a globally fragmented trade landscape. The final framework represents compromise. India gains improved access for labor-intensive exports, while the EU secures regulatory alignment, sustainability commitments, and traceability throughout supply chains. Indian tea is expected to receive preferential access to the European Union, enhancing its competitiveness against other origins and potentially increasing demand for Assam, Darjeeling, and value-added teas. Indian political leaders have highlighted these advantages, presenting the agreement as a breakthrough for agricultural exports. Tea's opportunity should be viewed within the broader EU-India trade relationship. The European Union is India's largest trading partner, with two-way trade in goods exceeding 120 billion euros annually, along with significant services and investment flows. Tea forms a small but symbolically important component of this relationship, especially as an agricultural product linked to its region of origin and its labor-intensive production. While the agreement alone may not drastically alter overall trade volumes, it can lead to substantial improvements for compliant exporters in branded, value-added, and premium segments, where regulatory alignment is just as critical as tariff preference. Despite the opportunities, the reality is complex. India tea exporters must meet strict EU requirements to benefit from improved market access. Industry groups caution that compliance costs, not tariffs, may be the key constraint, especially for smaller producers and bulk exporters. The opportunity for India tea in the EU is genuine, but it will primarily favor exporters who can ensure consistent cup quality and rigorous documentation. In the European market, access must be earned through demonstrated compliance, not merely granted through preferential terms. Business insight. Trade agreements may open doors, but only those who are prepared for compliance will be able to walk through them. For Indian tea, success in the EU market will reward exporters who view compliance as fundamental infrastructure rather than mere paperwork. Container rates are easing. Global freight indices, including benchmarks from Drewry, show continued softening into February. But exporters know the truth behind the headline. Cheaper freight does not mean easier shipping. While headline indices have softened, tea-specific reporting tells a more constrained story. Falling rates, counterintuitively, now signal higher downstream risk. In East Africa, the East African Tea Trade Association reports ongoing shipment delays linked to vessel bunching at Mombasa. noting that exporters continue to experience rolled bookings and extended dwell times despite stable freight quotations. For tea exporters working on auction-to-shipment timelines, this has resulted in missed sailings immediately after sale dates, forcing inventory carry and, in some cases, deferring blending programs for overseas buyers. In India, logistics friction has reemerged in trade discussions linked to the Tea Board of India. Exporter notes cite inconsistent vessel availability out of Kolkata and Navashiva during peak weeks, creating uncertainty for contract execution rather than cost escalation, particularly for EU-bound consignments. European ports show a similar pattern. Updates from the Port of Antwerp confirm weather-related productivity losses and localized congestion, even as overall throughput remains high. Containers arriving broadly on time still face terminal-level delays and disrupted trucking and warehouse intake, an issue invisible in global indices. Major carriers echo this view. In recent network advisories, Hapag-Lloyd warned that schedule recovery across Asia and Europe rotations remains uneven, advising shippers to plan around terminal-specific variability rather than published transit times. Business Insight. A core challenge in the tea trade has shifted. It is no longer about finding the best price, but about guaranteeing execution. While freight costs may appear lower, the deciding factor for commercial success is now predictability, not expense. Freight is no longer merely a cost issue, it has become a confidence issue. The successful exporters will be those who consistently deliver reliability, not those who merely pursue the cheapest rates. In the modern tea market, predictable logistics have become a crucial competitive advantage. Sustainability expectations are crossing a threshold. What was once a branding exercise is now a gatekeeping mechanism. Buyers, particularly in Europe, are no longer asking whether suppliers have sustainability stories. They are asking whether they have systems, traceability, emissions reporting, energy transparency, and credible documentation. Buyers now ask, can you document your traceability? Can you report emissions and energy use? Can you produce audit-ready data consistently, shipment after shipment? This shift is at the core of Trend 9 on sustainability in the Tea Journey State of the Industry Report, now live. The report shows sustainability moving from differentiation to baseline eligibility, particularly in premium and regulated markets like the EU. The consequences are uneven. Large exporters and organized producer groups can absorb audit costs, data systems, and compliance staff. Smaller producers and independent factories often cannot, unless those costs are shared or supported by buyers, exporters, or intermediaries. And that's where the risk lies. Sustainability, in practice, is increasingly being used as a proxy for procurement risk management. It signals governments' reliability and long-term security. But when compliance is treated as an unfunded mandate, it quietly transfers costs upstream without guaranteeing commercial reward. This isn't about whether sustainability standards are good or bad. It's about how they are being implemented, who pays, and who gets left out. Business Insight. Sustainability is no longer a differentiator, it's a filter. Exporters who treat it as marketing will fall behind those who treat it as infrastructure. The next phase of the tea trade won't be decided by who tells the best story, but by who can prove, document, and repeat it at scale.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.